Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all those who are here with us as we celebrate the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all those who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. We are glad that you are here. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Jerry, assisted by Deacon Dave. This Mass is being offered for John DeWitt.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
I'd like to welcome tonight our Outreach Mass, TV Mass community, our Good Shepherd Radio community, and all of you to our celebration of the seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time. Been a rough week in this community, folks. A rough week for our campus community, our students, our faculty, our administrators. And yet we come to church this weekend and Beautiful readings, a call to holiness, a reminder to us that we are temples of the Lord and we must be holy and we must be there for one another. Jesus says in the gospel, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. Words that touch all of us today as we come together to begin this healing process. We pause to reflect on our weaknesses, the times that we are not always instruments of God's healing and peace in the world, instruments that this week we desperately need to be.
Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on all of us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you. We bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good. Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, you take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." The word of the Lord.
merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being, bless God's name. Bless the Lord, and forget not God's benefits. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. God pardons all your iniquities and comforts your sorrows, redeems your life from destruction and crowns you with kindness. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful, merciful, and gracious is our God, slow to anger, abounding in kindness. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you, Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world of life or death, or the present or the future. All belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for a mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes the sun rise on the bad and on the good. He causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Brothers and sisters, the gospel of the Lord.
There is so much in life that we prepare for. We get up in the morning and we prepare to go off to work or off to school. In the fall, we prepare for our children to return to school. We prepare for a vacation. We prepare for exams by diligent study time. We prepare for a wedding, a graduation celebration. We prepare for retirement. But what happened last Monday evening at Michigan State University, we cannot prepare for. The 3 students who died had no time to prepare for death. The 5 hospitalized students were not prepared to suffer injuries. And the Spartan community and East Lansing were not prepared for the violence and pain of this mass shooting. Our community needs healing. Our community needs hope. We need to be there for one another as we prepare for our students to return to classes on Monday on campus. As I looked at these readings, I couldn't believe how appropriate they were for what happened in our community last week. These readings really are meant to prepare us for the penitential season of Lent, which we begin on Wednesday. Yet somehow it feels like Lent has already begun in the East Lansing community. This season of coming home to the Lord, because of the events of the past week, we realize how badly we need to come home to the Lord. We will spend these next 40 days fasting, praying, giving alms to the poor, as a way of celebrating Jesus' victory at Easter time. And our Spartan community needs to focus on the victory Jesus won and in the healing process that his victory brings among us. The words of all 3 readings remind us that this holy season is a call to holiness, a call to repentance, a call to conversion, a call to healing. St. Paul, in our second reading, is promoting unity in a fractured Corinthian community. And we certainly need to be united here in East Lansing to deal with this tragedy. Paul is direct in what he calls these people to be about. He says, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in each one of you? He says, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God that you are is holy. Paul cautions the Corinthians and all of us to not deceive ourselves to think that we are a wise, intelligent people. For we may consider ourselves wise, but Paul says, human wisdom can lead us to self-reliance, depending too much on ourselves, away from dependence on God. And dependence on God is what we all need these days. Paul says, God knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. And he says, rather than boasting in human beings and their wisdom, he says, boast in Jesus Christ, the one who will lead us to holiness, the one who will bring us healing. My brothers and sisters, you and I are called to be temples of the Lord. And hopefully people can sense that when they encounter us as living disciples of Jesus, alive in the world today. We are temples of God, signs of God's presence in this world. Hopefully folks can see that by our actions, our speech, by the way we treat one another, and by our concern and outreach for the poor, the downtrodden, and the brokenhearted among us. When we turn to our first reading, it too is a call to holiness. The Lord tells Moses to speak to the Israelite community and to tell them, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Because God is holy, God's people are called to holiness. God is our model. And certainly we cannot go wrong if we mimic God's holiness. The Lord reminds us that when it comes to love, God emphasizes relationships. The Lord says, you shall not bear hatred or anger for any brother or sister in your heart. And let's face it, folks, at times we do bear hatred or anger for brothers and sisters. Sometimes we just show them a total lack of respect. For particular people who cross our path, it might be people of other races or cultures or faiths or political parties or folks who kill innocent students. But that is not how God calls his people to live. The Lord states directly, take no revenge. Cherish no grudge against anyone. Rather, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Vengeance is not to be tolerated. Rather, we need to be kind, compassionate, and merciful with one another. And yet, when we look around this world, we know there is so much vengeance and revenge present in the world, the nation, our society. And as our God is called to be holy, so we, as his sons and daughters, are called to be holy. And that means that we are called to treat one another with respect and compassion, to truly love our neighbors and be there for them. You see, this call to holiness from Jesus isn't easy to live, especially what happened in our community this past week. You see, the gospel says, Jesus says, don't act with retaliation. Act rather with selflessness, loving our enemies. Matthew depicts Jesus as sort of critiquing that old eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth mentality. You hurt me or a member of my family, and I'll hurt you in return. You're unfaithful to me, I'll be unfaithful to you. Jesus says, that's not how my followers live. Rather, he says, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn and offer him the other. Jesus isn't calling his followers to succumb to abuse. He's challenging us not to respond to insults with violence, to not lower ourselves to the standards of others. He says retaliation does not lead to holiness. It does not lead to peace. It is not God's way. Jesus says, if someone wants to go to law over your tunic. Hand him your cloak as well. The tunic was worn by a poor person at night to keep them warm. And Jesus is speaking out against a justice system that leaves the poor naked while awarding the rich. Jesus then says, if someone should press you into service for 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. That's what needs to happen in our community. We need to walk the extra mile with one another, doing our best to help one another heal from this tragedy or any other tragedy. Jesus says, if you're pressed into service by someone to walk with them this week, do more than they require. Do more than they ask of you. That is the path to holiness. That is the path to healing. We need to stand together and to be there for one another. As his teaching progresses, Jesus said, you've heard that it was said, you shall love your enemies, or love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This will show that you are children of your heavenly Father. Now, folks, we may say, you know, I don't necessarily have enemies, or people don't really persecute me, but I think we all have people who irritate us a bit, people who get under our skin a bit. And Jesus says, you can't just cut those people off and ignore them. He challenges us to not stand on hatred, but to always stand on love, on treating all people as you and I, in turn, hope to be treated. But you see, Jesus' words are not easy to live. All we can do is pray for those who persecute us. Jesus is so direct when he says, if you only love those who love you, what's so great about that? Tax collectors do as much. Or if you only greet your brothers and sisters, what's so unusual about that? Pagans do that. You and I are called to do more. He calls his followers to maintain their dignity in the face of injustice. What a fitting message for all of us this particular weekend. Jesus ends his teaching in the gospel by saying, so be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. You and I need to strive for perfection and holiness, not only during Lent, but every day of our lives. Lent is a time to live holy lives, lives free of hatred, retaliation, and revenge. Lives that are centered during Lent, not on ourselves, but on God and the people around us, striving to love them, pray for them, and serve them in any way that we can, helping to bring them healing. Healing only happens when people reach out to one another and share their pain. May you and I use these days of Lent as a time to reach out to one another. Our hands, our hearts, they bring healing to others. When Jesus brought healing to anyone, he reached out and he touched them. Human touch is healing. Let's let the Lord use us these days to bring his gift of healing and peace to all those who are affected by the tragedy of this past week. What better way could we prepare for Lent? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made.
down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
With a desire for holiness, let us bring our prayers and needs before the Lord.
For the church, may Christ inspire in each one of us our efforts to be instruments of mercy and forgiveness. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace and reconciliation in our world, especially in nations plagued by war and violence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, especially those suffering from mental illness, may they experience God's healing touch. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this faith community, may the grace of the Holy Spirit enable us to grow in knowledge and love of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the entire MSU community, for students and their families, people who call East Lansing home, our police, our first responders, and medical people, may God bring comfort and healing to all of them and to our television, radio, and online community, as well as D. Mayer, Helen Fornio, Michelle Treveri, Kenneth Judd, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the faithful departed, especially the three MSU students, for Vic Mayer, Margot Stork, Joe Joseph, Peter James DeRose, and many earthquake victims in Turkey and Syria, and all the souls in purgatory. May God bring them to eternal rest in heaven with all the angels and saints. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you hear our prayers, and we trust that you will give us what we need. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light, and where there's sadness, ever joy. O Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving of ourselves that we receive, and denying that we're born to eternal life.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name,
for our good
and good of all his holy church.
As we celebrate your mysteries, O Lord, with the observance that is your due, we humbly ask you that what we offer to the honor of your majesty may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by that same Spirit, graciously make holy the gifts we bring to you for consecration, that they may become for us the body and blood of your only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which we poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servants, Francis our Pope, Earl our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, you who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
My brothers and sisters, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb who takes away the sin of all the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we may experience the effects of the salvation which is pledged to us by these mysteries through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless and protect us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying God by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Sending forth with number 949, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Again, that's 949.
January 28th, we celebrate the memorial of St. Thomas Aquinas. I'm standing in front of his statue here right behind me. He is our parish patron. He is also the patron to students, which is very appropriate as our parish has a school and we are in East Lansing, which is the community of Michigan State University. And so we seek the patronage of St. Thomas Aquinas, who so brilliantly explained the faith. And we are also grateful not only for his patronage, but for all of our Outreach Mass community, our supporters and benefactors. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your gifts, small and large. You help us to stay on the air so that we can continue to share the good news with all those who most need to hear the word of God. If you are able to send a contribution, please do so to 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. If you're interested in a bequest or a legacy gift, send us an email and we will put you in contact with our advancement director. Thank you again for keeping us on the air. Thank you for helping us to share the good news. We are grateful again for the patronage of St. Thomas Aquinas, and we're grateful for you. May God bless and keep you.
Welcome to our next episode of Faith That Works. I'm Father Matthew from the East Lansing community, and we've been going through the various parts of the Mass. Today, we're going to talk about the homily. This is the preaching part. We mentioned in our last episode the importance of the Word of God being proclaimed, and now we have the priest or deacon coming forward and really asking the question, what is the Word of God saying to us, to our community? Because the readings, as we hear them, may be different than the way they're heard in another country or in another culture. And so each time we're asked to look at the Holy Scriptures and ask the question, what is the Lord saying to us? How is our life supposed to be affected? Maybe it's a word of comfort. Maybe it's a word of challenge. Maybe it's a word that helps to deepen our faith in who God is in our lives. Now, I do want to point out an important distinction. It used to be referred to that the preaching at the Mass was called the sermon. Now, the reason why it was called the sermon is the priest or deacon were basically free to preach on whatever they wanted. So we could have readings about Jesus healing the sick, and I could stand up and preach about tithing or about we need a bigger parking lot. I could preach about anything I wanted to preach about, something going on in the news. But now, since Vatican II, the Church has asked us to focus. What is the Word of God that has been proclaimed saying to us? And so we don't simply call it a sermon, we call it a homily. And what it means is, I'm not free in my preaching to preach on whatever I want. I have to be guided by the readings for the day or the feast of the day. If it's the feast of St. Francis or the Immaculate Conception, I can preach on the meaning of our feast, but it always has to be rooted in the Word of God that has been proclaimed in the community. And so hopefully the priest or the deacon is listening to what God is saying and is preaching that which will help those who are gathered or those who are watching by way of our outreach mass to really hear the Word of God and apply it to their lives. The homily is really an important part of the Mass to help us take our faith, to take what we have heard and to apply it to our lives. And that's why we always refer to our faith that works.